Wishing you a beautiful Friday, and I hope you've had a lovely week so far. My last audio to you was on Monday, which was 11:11, and I hope you took that time on that day and on Tuesday as well with the full moon to really look at what you wanted to release, but also what you wanted to bring in, because on Monday that energy was very powerful. And this week in general has been extremely powerful. And something I've learned a lot this week has been around this topic, actually, of that I'm teaching this month about our soul's path. So the other night I teach a 6-week guided meditation. So I was on week 2 in my class out in Monkstown, which is in South Dublin, for those of you who are not in Dublin, and I know a lot of you aren't even in Ireland, but and it's this beautiful, beautiful space called the Calm Rooms, and it's just aesthetically amazing, but also the energy is just fantastic, because the girl who owns it is very particular about the energy that she lets in terms of the therapist and the teachers and all of that. So it's just this really unique space. And this is my first time to teach a 6-week meditation class. And because it's quite far from my home, I wouldn't be known out on that side of Dublin as much as I would be on the side that I live on. So when I do my meditation classes here, they fill up like very quickly, but this one didn't. And I thought to myself, you know what, I just got to go ahead and do it, because it's what I want to do, which is teach. And obviously at the same time I run a business, so it costs me money, of course, to run a class. I have to make sure that I cover my costs and all of that thing, or those kind of things. So my husband said, look, even if you break even, do the class. So I had a few people book in for the 6 weeks, and that was perfect, and I was able to run it. And I thought, you know, it's really about doing. Like, this, I feel, is my soul's path, and my soul purpose is to teach. So Tuesday was the second week, and it was the full moon. So I had said to people, look, you don't have to sign up for the 6 weeks. If you want to just come on any particular week, you can join and just, you know, come on that night. So when I went to the class that night, I set up the room and I was going to do a beautiful full moon ritual. And it just felt really aligned with what I was doing. So since I started the meditation, wasn't about how many people were going to be there or how much profit I was going to make or how I would sustain my business. I had made that decision to just go and do it no matter what, because it was what I wanted to do and it's the path of which I want to follow. And the girl that runs the center put a post up saying, you know, drop in or book in advance if you want to come tonight with Caroline. So as the few people that were signed up for the 6 weeks arrived, the next minute all of these women came in, and just one by one the doorbell kept ringing and I kept opening the door, and I had to all of these people come, and they're like, oh, I saw about the full moon, or I saw about the meditation. I didn't know it was on. I didn't know it was here. And the next thing, it went from a small class to a packed class. We brought like every mat that we had and all the cushions and the blankets, and shared all of the things I had typed out and all the pencils. And everybody just kind of came together, being like, when another person arrived and said, oh, if you can't fit me in, it's okay. Everybody was like, oh, we'll move up and we'll squash up and everything. And everybody got in comfortably. And it was such a powerful class. And not only did it fall on the full moon, but it was a group of women. And there is one man in the class, meditation class, and he actually didn't come that night. And it was just this powerful energy of women. And what it really made me think was, afterwards I was energetically buzzing. I literally finished the class at 20 to 10 at night and could not sleep at all till about 3 o'clock in the morning, which wasn't great because I was up at 6:30 the next day. But anyway, what it made me realize in the moment that I was there was, and these were the words I said to me myself, is this is what happens when we are in flow. When I am in flow and I am aligned to what I am doing, what my soul's path is, this is what happens. It all works. And everybody that showed up was there for a purpose and a mission that night. And I was so grateful to be able to be the one to host a class like this, to hold space for people, to be able to release and heal and relax and unwind and have this time for themselves. And recently, actually, in the calm rooms, I did a, and what's actually interesting now that I say it, on the full moon, for the last full moon, I did a class, and there was four people signed up for the event, and it was perfect number, and it was for a few hours, and two of the people on the day couldn't come, and it left two women, and myself and these two women had the most powerful class. We sat in a circle together, and we did all of this really amazing healing work that day. And so just as I say this now, it's interesting because that's actually what happened on that previous full moon. But my point, and probably a long-winded as usual story about this, is that when you show up and when you are yourself and when you are in full connection with yourself and your path, with no knowledge of how it's all going to go, with no full plan of how it's going to be or when it's going to be or anything like that, life brings exactly what is right, who is right, and the right things into your life. And that's what that class showed me, because I had completely detached from the business side of things. And I have to be realistic, it is a business, this is my job, this is what I work as. For any of you, you know, that might be self-employed, or for those of you who are employed, you know, you go to work and you get paid. It's the same for me, it's just I create it myself, but also I'm creating something through myself that therefore I also have to charge for, which at times can feel a bit awkward, you know, because you're working with this higher energy and you feel, oh God, should I be charging for this, or charging as much as I do charge, or whatever. But all of that was gone. And every part of why I do the work that I do is because I do want to hold space for people to heal, particularly in meditation class. Like, I call them healing meditations because I bring people through this place of really deep guidance. So I just want you to think about that, and to think about in your life about just starting to do what your soul's path is. And it's a commitment I made to myself about 2 months ago that I would just start doing the things that I want to create. So when you're like working, say, and this is just my example of work, it's about the planning and like, well, I could do this and I could do that. And how's that going to work out? And how will that financially be? And will it be lucrative enough? And will it be sustainable enough? And what I have done in the last 2 months is let go of that and say, no, this is the path that I want to go on. And now I've just got to do it. Letting go of the business side of things. And actually the business side has flowed more than probably ever before. And I'm 10 years doing this work. So I would like you to see if you can take that approach to where things are going. It's even the example I gave recently. I don't know if I said it, I think I have, about I've decided to finish fertility treatment after 19 months. And when I made the decision to do that, I was just like, okay, I'm done. It's not going to happen anymore. But actually what's happened with giving it up is the pressure of the monthly drugs, injections, charting and everything is now gone. And even though I have no idea, will I get pregnant? Will I not get pregnant? Could my body actually do it naturally? Will something else fall in my path? My belief around getting pregnant is stronger, which seems really strange, but also the pressure is gone. And the freedom that has coming from not knowing the path and not knowing what the next steps are has actually made it less pressureful, because I don't know. And I don't have to keep forcing and pushing for the plan to come into place. And I think that's exactly what happened with my meditation the other day. And I talk a lot about flow and talk a lot about being alignment, and understood what that was, because like there's moments where we're really in flow and we get it. But these things were like the fertility stuff, and this class the other day was like, this is what flow is. So it's continuing on the path following on the path of the things that we want and we desire, and just doing it. So for me, even with my fertility stuff, what I'm doing at this time is I'm just detoxing my body. I'm detoxing it through food, doing a transformative body and food thing at the moment. I also detoxifying my mind, and I'm doing craniosacral therapy and acupuncture for helping rebalance, to just come back into myself. And when I say I'm doing those, it's not like I'm doing that for a particular result that I want, like this to happen, this to happen, this to happen. It's just like, let me come back into center. So when we're trying to follow our soul's paths, it's very important that there is flow. So whatever you want in your life, just do it. So if it's a relationship that you want, start getting out there. Start to move in the direction of partnership and romance and love. Spend time with people who you love already and who you know love you unconditionally. Spend time around people who are in relationships, witnessing deep, true romance that you can have as well. Spend that time surrounding yourself with these good things. Be part of that. If it's change in your job that you want, it's like, look to what that is and start doing it. Start becoming involved in it, going to talks about it, listening to podcasts about the particular job you want to do, you know, shadowing somebody in work, even if it's for 10 minutes a day. If it's in college, and again, I've brought this up a few times, people want to, who are in college at the moment, a lot of members went back to college this September after not being there for years. And you're like, how am I going to do this? You're doing it. You're already doing it by going to your lectures and doing your assignments. And you're doing it. And just keep doing it. So feeling into what it is that you want and doing what it is that you want. That's how you bring flow. So I hope that long winding audio makes sense. I'd like you to think about that over the weekend. And also what I'm going to be doing next week, I'm going to be sending you a 45 minute guided meditation. So this would be the length of the meditations I do with my class. And the reason I'm doing this is because I just mentioned at the start about the healing aspect. When I send you short meditations, it brings you somewhere quite, you know, quickly, 5, 6, 7 minutes. This is 45 minutes of deep healing. So I'm going to send one that's all about the soul's connection. It's a brand new meditation. You won't have heard it before. And just to see how you get on with that. But as always, if you have questions or anything else like that, please do get in touch. I know we're kind of taking a slightly different format, not as much text or anything. I just want more ease for all of you, less pressure, less even pressure with the text of, oh, I better read that and I better do this and I better do that. It's like, let's just have the flow. Let's just have the gentle momentum. Be with yourself, be gentle with yourself, and have a great Friday.